Okay, so we're up to number 20, which is miut sicha. So minimizing sicha, chatter, we'll call it, light conversation. So we're not talking here necessarily about isurim, lashon hara, nivel peh. We're talking about just in general. One of the kiyani chachma is to not talk too much. We know it's a Mishnah earlier in Avos, you know, I grew up amongst Chacham my entire life, and I found the best thing for the person is shtika, is to be silent. We understand that being silent is considered a trait of Chachamim, to be able to listen, to focus, not to be chatting too much. But let's look to the Mefarshim a little bit and see what they say about it. So Tiferes Yisrael, he says, what's the Inyan Miut Sicha? He says, what is Sicha? Devarim Shel Ma Bekach. Sicha is like useless chatter, insignificant chatter, unimportant chatter. Little of it's good for you. Because it gives you, lets you relax, lets you chill. You know, little chatter is a nice way to relax. But dvar shel ma bekach, too much chatter, useless chatter, is not good for you as a kinyan of chachma. So me, it's good because it gives you an outlet, calms you down, relaxes you. You know, we all sit around and you kind of shoot the breeze. That's not a bad thing to do with a miut. Probably we can use more of that these days when we're stuck in our houses. You're not around your friends, so you can't chat in the same way. But too much of it's not good. So I want to maybe extend this out for one moment. Now, the ikkar, I think, according by miut sicha, one ikkar nakuda is the fact that dvarim shel ma bekach. It's useless things, meaningless things. A miut is helpful. But beyond that is very bad to be involved in things that are not meaningful activities. So let's think about that for a second. The things that are a waste of time. Now let's I don't view exercise as a waste of time. I don't view dibur chaverim or connecting with the shvach as a waste of time. But things that are drasha mabekach, things that are totally a waste of time. It might relax you to some degree. But you need a miut of those things. A miut. You can have some as relaxation, but it needs to be a miut. Why is that? Because I think there's one big question. Are you a serious person? Do you take life seriously? Do you take your time seriously? Do you realize that there's a job to accomplish in life? You know, we spoke about this a little bit, Lagabe Miut Shena, yesterday. You know, people who are sleeping too much, they're kind of missing out on the fact there's a job to accomplish, you know, in this world. But same thing with Miut Sicha. When it comes to being involved in things that are just a waste of time, or useless things. So a big nakuda is that point, that I'm investing my life into things that get me nowhere, that accomplish nothing. When I spend time in sicha, I'm denying the fact that life is a serious thing, and my time is limited, I have a purpose in this world. So I think that's one very important nakuda. It's a realization that, you know, I need to relax sometimes, but if I'm invested in sicha, if I do ribui sicha, so mimela ribui sicha is a problem because I am investing myself in things that are a waste of my life and my time, and I'm showing I'm not really serious about life. That's what it shows. Beyond that, you know, useless time really impacts our ability to think. Because when you're not taking life seriously, it's hard to take Torah seriously. If I'm willing to just, you know, spend my time doing things that don't matter, so I do things that do matter, I also don't focus on them because I'm a light person. And I'm a nikla. I'm somebody who doesn't take things seriously, so nothing's serious because that's my attitude. The Ruach Chaim brings down an interesting chazal. The Ruach Chaim says, "Shekol sicha betela shniklas letech ozno shel adam. Any sicha betela that enters into your ears, yotze kenegdo dibur shel Torah. A dvar Torah leaves your ears." So the more is every single word of sicha betela goes into your ears, dibur Torah leaves your ears. It's a fascinating chazal. Because it shows that sicha diminishes your capacity for learning. It takes away your ability to learn. And I think a big shot in that is because as soon as you look at your life is not serious, your time is not valuable, so then nothing is really taken seriously. And you no longer are the kli kibbo for things that are of meaning, that are serious. If you're using sicha properly and you're doing a miut of sicha, then it's good for you. But when you enter into the realm of ribui sicha, it's a problem. Many of you guys might make the connection to the Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Avos, Al Tar B'Sicha Ima Isha. B'Ishto Omru Kavachim Rish Chavero, it says. So there's a Mishnah which often is quoted or misquoted, Al Tar B'Sicha Ima Isha. And there Mefarshim also, it's the same Lashon Sicha. Sicha means, again, meaningless chatter, things that are of no significance. So certainly, with Ishis Chavero, you shouldn't be doing those things, that's just leading to problems. But it says even Imishto, even with your wife, because again, you want to build life on meaning. The more chatter, which is meaningless chatter, so then that means that you're building your relationship on things that are meaningless. Miut sicha is fine. It's al tarba sicha. Don't do too much sicha. What's too much? Okay, you have to ask the shayla all the time. But miut sicha is appropriate. But as soon as you get into the realm of ribui sicha, you're wasting your time. It's meaningless chatter. You're building a relationship on nothingness. Sai l'gabe ishto or l'gabe others. It's the same thing. You know, it's always going to be a meaningless buildup. So that's dafka the lashon sicha. That's why it says it's not miut dibur. It's not miut siach. It's miut sicha. Because sicha dafka means, you know, chatter, small talk. That's what sicha is. Namidach yisa. There's a famous pasuk. Mohati sarasecha kol hayom yisichasi. Right? So there is an Indian David Melch tells us in Tehillim of by Torah, kol hayom yisichasi. There's supposed to be a musik that Torah becomes your sicha. So what do you mean Chas Shem Torah's meaningless chatter? It doesn't mean that. It means that even your small talk, your easy conversation, your table talk, that should become Torah. I love Torah so much. Kol hayom yisichasi. It's not only when I'm sitting in Seder and discussing the Pnei Yeshua, that's what I'm talking in Torah. But even when I'm sitting just around schmoozing, or I'm sitting at the dinner table, or I'm chatting with a friend, that the sicha comes out as divrei Torah. That shows avas Torah, because it's something I want to talk about all the time. That's true avas Torah. It's a siman for a person. I think it's a siman of who we are. If even when we have light conversation, what comes out is dvarim that are meaningful. In divrei Torah, that shows I'm a serious person, and it shows that I'm a serious ben Torah. If it's something I never want to discuss, besides when I'm sitting in front of the Gemara, learning is always a maila, but it's a siman that I'm not quite holding there yet as a real ben Torah, because I'm not interested in the learning. I do it when I need to, and I understand it's valuable. But it doesn't like overtake me. It doesn't chop me in. So we should have in our mind that we want to make Torah my real interest. You know, the Torah shkom your shashua. I think we spoke about this last month a little bit. But there's a Rav Huttner in his Igros. He says, "What's the pshat? The Torah is shashua. The word shashua refers usually to like a toy, like a plaything. You know, that's shashua. My delight. It's what I play with. It's my toys." So what does it mean Torah is like my toy? So Rav Huttner says that just like by a toy, when a kid plays with a toy, you ask him, why are you playing with that toy? He is because that's his goal. His goal is to play. And that's not for any other purpose. I'm playing because I'm playing. So Torah is like that as well, in that you learn Torah not because I have another purpose in it, because I'm learning. You know, it's in the Shema. But it's more than that. Shashua means that it's my delight, it's my pleasure. That's what I want to talk about. It's, you know, in my free time, it's my toy. It's what I play with in my free time also. You know, kids have toys and adults have toys and Bnei Torah have toys. You know, for many Bnei Torah, you walk into a Svarim store, you compare it to walking into a candy store for a kid. You know, a kid in a candy store is the classic phrase. So for Bnei Torah, the Svarim store, it's the Bnei Torah in the Svarim store. That should be our phrase. It's my Shashua, it's my delight. You know, it's Madriga that we're supposed to reach as Bnei Torah, is that we have that love of Torah. It's a simin. Ma'abdi sarasech kalim sichasi is a simin to who we are. And if we can reach a Madriga that, you know, that the lulu sarascha shashua, kalim sichasi, that's the Madriga of Bnei Torah. That's what we're looking for. We speak about, you know, the avavascha al tasimin lulami. The bracha on Torah is a bracha of love of Kosh Baruch Hu towards us as well. Because it goes both ways. We love Torah so much, we always have our mind on Torah, and that shows because Baruch's love for us. It gives us something to always have our mind on, and we make that connection constantly. So in Torah, our light talk should be Torah as well. It keeps us plugged in and helps us be kona chachma. So that's the Indian. So miut sicha means just stam, small talk, meaningless chatter. Miut is good, too much is bad. I think it takes away from the seriousness of life. Every dibor of sicha betela that comes out of our mouth, we lose a dibor from our ears of, everything goes in our ears, lose one from our ears of divrei Torah, the Ruach Chaim says. But I think there's a broader topic here, which is just being involved in things that are stupidities. And maybe I just bring up, you know, so some good practical modern day examples. You know, often people are very, very drawn to watching these like really silly videos. You know, now they're very accessible on people's phones, or on computers, or on YouTube, no lo aleinu, and you know, these types of things. So they could be nothing treif, no pritzus, you know, nothing usser. But there's stupid things. You know, everyone knows what I'm talking about. There's just these silly little videos people watch all the time. And it's just involving ourselves in things which are like sikha. It's dvar shel mabakach. It's just totally useless, you know, meaningless things that we're sinking ourselves into. So miyud avid is okay. Miyud sikha. Miyud avid is okay because it relaxes you. Sometimes we have to turn our brains off. You know, we talk about needing to relax. Often relaxing means I have to turn my brain off for a few minutes. I just have to, like, you know, unwind. We all feel it. I feel it too. But then sometimes people are constantly involved in it, and then you're walking around with your brain turned off because you're always doing things that turns off your brain. And you know, when you're injected with useless things, then it takes a toll on a person. Maral says that the reason that you have to have miyut sicha, he says, because sicha is mevatel as pulas ha-seichel. Sicha is mevatel the seichel, because you're doing something bli seichel. So literally, you're turning off your brain. So it's the same thing when you watch a useless video, you're turning off your brain. When you're sitting around schmoozing about things that are totally useless, you're turning off your brain. So for a few moments here and there, it's a healthy thing. We need to relax. But going beyond that, it's a very unhealthy thing because it makes our brain less powerful, you know, less focused. And it shows that we're not taking life seriously. So I think the miyut sicha expands out beyond just chatter, but it expands out into many useless activities. I'll repeat, like I said, I think a couple weeks ago, which is that Rosh Hashiva in Timepieces writes about his Rebbe, Reb Zadel Epstein, and he makes this chilk I always find so important. He said Reb Zadel never said he would speak Sichas Chulin, but not Dvarim Betelim. And I think we have to always draw that line. There's things in life that are not Sicha Betela, the Sichas Chulin, which is fine, because it's something of meaning. You know, you can discuss something not of Torah, you know, of culture, of science, of history, of politics, whatever, which has meaning to it and has chokhmah behind it. So it's not divrei Torah, but it's not betela, because it's still, your mind is still engaged, your mind's still on. Now, if you're using your brain and you're gaining from it, that's sicha schulin. If it's just sicha betela, it's just useless, there's no kavana behind it, there's no reason to say it, it's not anything useful, it's not anything meaningful, there's no lesson, there's no chokhmah there, that's sicha betela. So I think that's a very important line to always draw. I think it's a very fine line sometimes, but I think when we understand that line, it adds a lot. You know, you could sit at a Shabbos Suda by big people. And so some people are constantly saying Divrei Torah, just like nonstop, like Torah coming out. I've seen that. Other people, it's not nonstop Divrei Torah, but the conversation is of meaning. And the conversation is serious. The conversation, and not like it's like serious, like, you know, like that, but serious, like, and it's important things to talk about. It's things that have chachma, lessons, things you can gain from. And then sometimes you start a Shabbos Suda, and it's just like stupidities. So the big people we're talking about, hopefully not speaking stupidities, they're speaking, you know, things that are either Divrei Torah or Dvarim that have Chachma to them. But you see big, I've seen, you know, you see big people who are people you respect who are not saying Divrei Torah constantly, but they're saying things that actually have meaning. They share Divrei Chachma. They share stories. They talk about current events or history, but they're able to draw out something that actually has a cheshbon to it, has Chachma to it, rather than just talking about whatever it is. So I think it's a very important one. It's something that I think in modern life maybe we even struggle with more because we've access to a lot of stupidities all the time. But we have to know that we shouldn't become stupid based on the stupidities. There's a pasuk I think in Yeshaya, if I remember the words, I don't remember the words exactly correctly. Basically, it says that they ran after havolim vayehabolu. I forgot the whole pasuk, but they ran after Hevel, so they became Hevel. Now, when you run after Hevel, you run after things that are empty, then you become empty also. It goes hand in hand. So that's the Indian of miyut sicha. So Rabbi Yisrael, give me some practical suggestions how I can imbibe in my sicha. Levi,
Ben said one time, if you have to unmute yourself every time you need to talk, you would admire your
sicha. Ah, good. So one of the things we can learn out of the coronavirus learning is this. Good, Ben. I like that. So who gets the credit for that one, Ben or Levi? It's a shlichus. Good zug. Okay, yeah. Avram, what do you want to say?
No, actually think about what you're about to say before you say it.
Right.
That's something of any intelligence or not.
Right, okay. Good. Anything else? Ezra.
Yeah, I know it's not something that people really do so much or it's suggested so much, but Tainus Dibur actually works if you try it.
Tainus Dibur. Interesting. Tainus Dibur could work, but it's also dangerous. You know, but
if you do it every day.
If you do it every day, even on occasion, depending on the person, I wouldn't recommend it without discussing it with your local Orthodox rabbi or rebbe. But Lemaisa, yeah, Tanis Dibur is when you hold back from Diburim for an entire day, then in Echadami, you know, you learn how to control your Dibur. But again, I don't know if it's a matter of self-control versus just, you know, who we hang around with and what's on our minds. I think often it might start not based on the Dibur part, but based on just what are we, like I was saying before, what are you machshiv? How do you spend your time? Do you take life seriously? When you start with that, I'm a serious guy and I don't want to waste my time, so then you walk away from Sicha Betela. Now, that's always a personal feeling. Like, you know, 20 years ago, probably I would have been more nimshach to watching these stupid little clips or movies. They didn't really exist so much back then, but, you know, I see definitely why they're entertaining. But now I don't think I have the patience for it. Just like, I don't want to waste my time on that. I have other things to do with myself. You know, like, I'm not such a holy guy, but I just have more things. I have important things to do in life rather than sit around watching stupidities on YouTube, you know? I think it's just a matter of attitude sometimes. Just like, do I have things in my day that I have to attend to that are more important than doing nothing? So I have my times where I'll sit around and I'll do nothing because I need to unwind. Then I'll schmooze my kids about whatever or whatever. You know, I'll take a walk. But like, but getting involved with it all the time means that I have all this free time, but I don't have anything I have to spend it on, and I'm just going to involve it in stupid things. I think the starting point often is just how much are you machshiv of your time, and how serious do you take your tachlis in life, you know, or how much do you have big she'iflis in accomplishing, and then that'll lead you to ma'ayad and sicha because I have other things to do, you know, and that's another important one. All right, shkoyach, very good.